Hello, that was Duvet by Boa. Welcome back to, or you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Yay, that was Duvet by Boa. I'm Lauren. This is Pisces season, I guess. It has been a really long time since I've been in the studio, and this is my first time back, which is exciting. I have missed radio so much. Yeah, it's really, really sad outside right now. So, I was trying to think of music that would go with the weather. I don't know if I captured that, but yeah, that's kind of what I will be playing today. All women artists, no particular reason, just like kind of felt like it's more of like a woman music day than like a man music day. Yeah, it's been so long since I've been in here that I was actually like getting nervous to do this again, and I don't know why, because it's like really ridiculous and I've been doing this for a really long time. So yeah, I don't have much to say about that song except for like it was really popular on TikTok for a while and it made me hate it, and then I listened to it again, and I was like, it's like kind of a nice, pretty song, which I feel like is the issue with TikTok taking songs, is that it turns really pretty songs into songs that become really annoying. But that song isn't annoying and shouldn't be. Yeah, that's, I probably will have little stories about songs, but not many for that song. If you want to call and say hi or suggest a song, you can do that. It's, the number is 855-915-9636, or you can go to wmfo.org, and I believe we still have DJ chat, and you can chat with me on there. We can like type if you get shy on the phone like I do. You know, it's like a lot easier than calling. Yeah, and answering the phones is complicated. So, yeah, that's about it for right now. Up next is Building a Mystery by Sarah McLachlan. I took this song from my mom. Actually, a lot of the music is mom-inspired today. And I kind of built this show around this song, actually, because I think that today I feel like it is building a mystery, especially because it's 50 degrees and almost a week into June, so I feel like that's a mystery in itself. And yeah, I feel like that was like pretty fitting for today and this week and maybe like this time in general. So yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Stretch your ass to wear and your suicide.
That was San Andreas Fault by Natalie Merchant. Yeah, that's from her album Tiger Lily, which I will be playing a lot of songs from today. And yeah, just because that's like a great album, and I recently got really into it again. Yeah, that song is the first song off of Tiger Lily, and I'm not gonna sing it, but there's a melody in that song that's like used throughout the album, which I really, really love when artists do. I think it's really awesome. And that song's very sad, but that melody comes back in like a really happy way later in the album. And I can't remember what song it is, and it's probably on this playlist. I actually bought this CD whenever I was in Vienna with my mom. And we went into a record store, and I found this CD for €1. So I was like, oh, obviously I'll get this. And my mom was like, kept bullying me, because she was like, there's not a CD in the thing. You're going to open it up, and there's going to be no CD inside, because why else would it be 1 euro? And I was like, Mom, maybe Natalie Merchant isn't popular in Vienna. She was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, I promise you there's no CD in there, or it's really scratched up. And then we got back to the hotel, and there was a CD, and it works perfectly fine, which it was kind of like my aha moment. But it never crossed my mind that I would open it and there would be no CD in there, because I'm young, so I didn't really go and buy CDs a ton before they became kind of obsolete. So they were all like from my mom and family. So I've never like been like suspicious. I don't know. It didn't cross my mind that there wouldn't be a CD in there. I was just like, of course there's a CD in there. Like, why else would it be 1 euro? Yeah, obviously that wouldn't be the case. But I'm thankful that there was a CD in there. Up next, I'm going to play some of the Cranberries. This next song is Dreaming My Dreams by the Cranberries.
Thank you.
That was Waiting in Walthamstow by The Cranberries. And before that was Dreaming My Dreams by The Cranberries. I made a list of ins and outs for the summer, just because I really enjoy making lists, and I think it's fun to categorize things, which is why my notes app is mostly just lists of stuff that I was planning on doing, and then I forgot that I made a list, and then made a new list. So I have, like, tons and tons of lists of, like, the same exact thing. Anywho, one of my lists that is actually going pretty strong is my ins and outs of the summer. Just, you know, like, organize my thoughts, my goals for the summer, because it can get kind of aimless in Somerville. And one of the ins is The Cranberries, because I feel like it's just, like, a fitting band for the summer. I also think part of it has to do with the resurgence of the song Linger by them. I don't know why, but letting it linger has been, like, a thing that I've seen a lot. And, like, a lot less recently. But, I mean, it is a good song. I personally think letting it linger is, like, horrible, but I think that's the point. Anywho, the song Waiting in Walthamstow is about a place right outside of London, which is where I studied abroad, to be extremely annoying. And I was, like, going to the airport, and we had, like, a redirection through where I normally took to get to the airport. So I had to go through Walthamstow, and the entire time I was like, oh my god, I'm just like this song. Except for, like, I didn't take the underground, and I also am not Dolores, so, or anyone in the Cranberries. So, really not, like, I was waiting in Walthamstow, because I kind of just, like, took a bus through Walthamstow. But it was a thought that counts. I actually told one of my friends, I was like, oh, I want to go to Walthamstow because of the song. She was like, well, what are you going to do there? And I was like, I don't know. So I didn't go, because that would be a waste of time, probably. Anywho, I'm sure it's lovely there. We're going to play Liz Phair next. This is a short song. I want to play another song, but it's explicit, and I don't break rules at WMFO because that's not allowed. So, yeah, here's Glory by Liz Phair. Short song, Glory by Liz Phair. It's the half hour, so you know what that means. It's time for the PSA, and obviously I couldn't do any other PSA than the ladder safety PSA, so here it goes. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I actually flipped to that PSA directly, so it was meant to be. I was talking to my family when I was home over break, beginning of the summer, and someone was talking about, my grandfather was talking about using a ladder and somebody misusing one or something, and like standing on the top the top step of it. And my mom like looked at me, and I was like, using a ladder might seem easy, and I just started like going off. And she even knew a sentence of it, which was really impressive to me. So yeah, that's what my mom associates with me, is ladders and ladder safety. I won't read any other PSA. Maybe I will eventually. Porch Fest is coming up. That's an important one. But the ladder safety PSA is very important, because I've actually heard about people my mom knows like falling off a ladder and getting hurt. So it's serious. 150,000 people fell off their ladders in the trauma center last year alone. That's a lot of people. And I looked it up, and it's real. That's a lot of people. So be careful with the ladder. I personally like to use step stools, and then anything higher is not my business. So yeah. Up next is a song by Jewel called Who Will Save Your Soul. I have a story about that, but it'll come after, so enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Who Will Save Your Soul by Jewel. That song, my mom really likes, like every other song from this playlist, but in particular, she likes that song, and she had like satellite radio whenever I was younger, in, like one of her cars, and it was not like one of her cars, as in we had like multiple cars, but just like one of her old past previous cars. Anywho, so you could, it was like a really new thing, like the satellite radio, and you could get notifications on it whenever a radio station was playing an artist or a song that you liked. So my mom really likes that song. I don't know why she only did it for this song, but she only had it notify her for this song, except for she didn't do the song, she did Jewel in general. So like, I mean, I don't know, it's like satellite radio like 10 years ago wasn't like, you know, like Ed Sheeran on every channel or anything. So it was like every 5 minutes the thing would change and be like, alert, Jewel. And like, I didn't know that this song was by Jewel, so I was like, oh, like that's annoying. What is Jewel? Who is this? And then it finally has come together now that I'm older and I know this song and who it's by, that she was trying to save this song in particular. I just thought there was like something really, really wrong with her car. And I definitely did not associate the name Jewel with this song. I was thinking like more in the Lady Gaga aspects of pop music and some, I don't know, like Jewel. I feel like that's like a flashy name. So I was really confused by that, and it really annoyed me because then you couldn't move the little clicker thing, so I'd be changing music and that would pop up and I'd have to wait for it to go away, and I never ever listened to whatever channel it was because I was like, I don't know who Jewel is, like we're not listening to that. And my mom was driving, so she didn't really do anything about it. But yeah, I will actually never be able to associate that song with anything other than that notification now, just because of that, which is really silly, and obviously not why it should be stuck in my head. But yeah, up next is, I was talking about it earlier, Linger by the Cranberries, because it's a great song. I'm like slightly convinced that the song is Bad Luck, maybe just like a little bit, but I also think that could just be me, like the like whole, your brain tries to make connections between really random things even if they're not connected. I feel like that might be the case with this song, but I'm slightly convinced the song is like a little bit of Bad Luck. But I'm gonna play it anyway because I'm declaring this listen is not Bad Luck, so enjoy.
streets, a virtual stage, it seemed to me. Makeup on their faces, actors took their places next to me. Life walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, vendors and the dealers, they crowded around me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Been hypnotized, mesmerized by what my streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent they can be, where a wild and misfit prophet traffic island stopped and he raved of saving me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. Have I been wrong? Have I been wise to shut my eyes and play along? Hypnotized, paralyzed by what my eyes have found, by what my eyes have seen. What they've seen.
That was Carnival by, what's her name? Natalie Merchant. Yeah, that's that song. I don't know why, but it reminds me of the saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. I think it's because it's called carnival, and it's talking about, like, the chaos of a place. I don't know. I also just, like, really love that saying, and I will try to apply it to every single situation, even though it's totally not applicable. It's almost 4, so I have a few more songs left, and then I'm actually going to be back later tonight, so if you just are now tuning in, or if you want to listen to more of my music later tonight, you can do that. Super exciting. So, yeah. Up next is Don't Know Why by Norah Jones.
Don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly. Catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine. But you'll be on my mind forever. Out across I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. I shouldn't still love you.
but I will go down with this shit, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again, and I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again, and if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. And I will go down with this ship, and I won't put my hands up and surrender. And I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
That was White Flag.
Oh, no.
I accidentally hit the play button with my elbow. Whoops. That was White Flag by Dido. I did not mean to make it suddenly so depressing. I just think that's a really great song. It's 5 minutes till four, so I'm about to leave. If you want, tune in again at 11 p.m. and at 10 p.m. because you can listen to my friend Jill and Jake on their show, and it will be awesome. Thank you so much for listening. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I'm Lauren, this has been Pisces Season, and up last is Jealousy by Natalie Merchant. Thank you.
Thank you.